Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tune to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor G.W. Cheever Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Oh, yes, and we have some lovely people here also. Let's not forget that. Bless God. We thank God for you, you, and you. We're certainly thanking God for those that listen on a continual basis, wherever you are listening from, whatever city, whatever state, whatever country that you are listening from. We appreciate you. We love you, love you, love you. Give us a call and just let us know, you know, how you, God has blessed you more so. Just to say how God has blessed you. 347-857-3925. 347-857-3925. And give us a call. Let us know. Talk to us and tell us just how you feel today and what you want God to do for you also. We're thanking God for you. All right, we're praying today for John Benbow there in New York who need a kidney transplant. Okay? Father God, in Jesus' name, we bring you for you John today, Father God, and you know his needs. Father, you can give him a brand new kidney, or you can give him one, Lord, by other means. Father, in the name of Jesus, but stop by and see John Benbow today. In the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, God, and we're going to praise you, Lord. We're praising you for it right now. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the kidney. Father God, in Jesus' name, touch Sneed Duffy. Touch her today, God. She's going through with the passing of her mother. Her mother passed away, so she's taking it pretty bad. Father, in Jesus' name, we send love to Sneed today. Excuse me, Father, that you lift her up where she belonged today. Encourage her, Father God, that she can go on. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that today. Father, we ask you to look on also the Landry's family that lost their grandmother. Look on them also, Father, in the name of Jesus. I encourage them today, God. Take them through this dark time in their life, Father, and we thank you for it. Father, we ask you to look on the Morales family whose relatives are missing in Guatemala. Lord God, we send the love to them, Lord, encouragement, Lord God, and Lord God Almighty, do something, God. Help them know, Lord, where they are, all alive or not. Father, in Jesus' name, and we thank you for it, God. Father, we ask you to look on Karen Battle. Father, look on Karen Battle. In Jesus' name, who lost her husband, look right now, in the name of Jesus. You know what she needs at this hour, Father. And Father, we ask you to look on the Wilcox family, Father God, today, in the name of Jesus, who's lost their loved one, their mom, grandmama, and all. Father, in Jesus' name. And Father, all those, even those that we don't know of that have lost their loved one recently, God, We ask you to touch them in a special way, God. Encourage them to continue on, Father God, in the name of Jesus today, God. They need you, God. In this hour, most people don't understand the whys of that, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but let them know today, God, that you never make a mistake, Lord. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, that they'll know after a while what it's all about. But, Father, encourage them in the meantime. Help them through this time of bereavement, Father. And we send our love to them, every one of them right now, Father, in Jesus' name. And we still thanking God for the miracle that Bishop Eichenberger there in Jacksonville had, that miracle that happened to him. The same place that he, the stroke hit him and took him out in his pulpit. He came back last Sunday. Oh yes, and the Lord, he said the Lord got to heal me where he struck me at. He got heal me the same place, and he stood there. And after a while, glory be to God. God touched his body, and he went up and down the steps and danced all over the place. Wasn't that wonderful? I tell you, when I hear something like that, you know that encouraged me to continue on. Encouraged me to know that Jesus is still real, still in the healing business. How about that? Still in the healing business. We thank you today. We thank God for it. For touching his people right now in this hour, his pastors and deacons, elders, prophets, apostles, and what have you. We thank God for touching each and every one of them. And those that have a mind, give them a mind to continue serving you and holding on, God, and praying and calling on your name in this last and evil day. Father God, we just pray that more warriors will come forth, Lord, that more people will begin to pray and love on each other, praise God. Lord, we need that love to flow from heart to heart and breast to breast. And Father God, we're thanking you for it today in Jesus' name for touching your people. You know, some of the saints are being stricken by certain diseases and what have you in their bodies, God. And some never had anything going on in the body. All of a sudden, they're just sick and sick and sick. Father, have mercy on them today, God. We know the enemy is on the rampage, two and four, Father God. Let them all be aware. It's praying time. Pray for each other. Amen. Love on each other. Pray for it. Ain't no time for a whole lot of dissension and whole lot of all this junk that's going on with the saints of the Most High God. I'm better than you. My church is better than yours. And all that unnecessary stuff. All that's unnecessary. You see, we can't do nothing with all that division going on. We can't do nothing with all that bickering going on. We'll never see any miracles with all that kind of stuff going on. So, Father, we ask you today, Lord, touch your people, God. Touch them, God. Bring them to their senses, God. More important is bring them to their knees. And let them cry out to you, God. Let them call on you like never before. Say, Lord, help me. Not looking at my sister, my brother, and all them people. Say, Lord, help me. I need help. Identify themselves as the culprit that the devil is using. Okay, Lord, yes, 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 Jesus, yes. I'm just upset because there's so much a dissension going on in this world, you know, and people swapping people, you know, and it's just a mad thing going on in the world, you know. We everybody think they more better than the next person, and all everybody need to repent. That's all. Everybody need to repent. That's all they need to do. Praise God with all that foolishness. Because if we don't, Jesus is going to be here sooner than you think. You see, because you're keeping so much disturbance going on, and he trying to bring his people He's trying to bring his army forth, you know, to do his bidding, what he wants us to do in this world, what we were put here to do, not all this fighting each other. We weren't put here to do that. That's the devil stuff, okay? You know that. You see, you're going to go to church and sing Amazing Grace, and you just finish shooting somebody and beating them up and all this and cussing them out. You think God pleased with that? God not pleased with all that stuff. Yo, let's get this stuff together. You know, I want to see this here army of people coming forth. I want to see it happen. I want to see where everybody say a great revival, a great revival, the great revival, whichever way you want to put it, it should be here. But if it should be here, if you're looking for it, you're the one holding it up. Huh? Come on now, let go and let God. Let God have his way and do his thing, what he loved to do and how he want to bless the people. Huh? He want to work miracles in people's lives and everything. Come on now, let's get this thing together. It's time out for all this other stuff. It don't even make sense. Do it. When you think about it, don't make sense. Do it. Not at all. Praise our God. Hallelujah, anyhow. You know. Glory to God. Listen, I'm telling you about what I see going on, okay, that don't make sense. Every time you try to love somebody, they turn around and find all kind of fault with you, and you don't know this, and you don't know. I know one thing. You need to find out some love. Mm-hmm. If you can't find nothing else, you need to find some love. Yes, sir. And you know what I always say? Ask God to baptize you in it when you find it. Come on, amen, hallelujah, anyhow. Love ye one another. Why do you think he told us to love one another? Why did you think he told us to do that if he didn't want us to do that? I don't know where people's head is. Christian head is. Well, let me read this here to you today, a nice little word I found here to read to you today. All right, are you ready for it? Well, if you're not, I'm going to read it anyhow. Unless our moments are filled with faith, our years will be fraught with fear. Unless our steps are taken with assurance, our journeys will be troubled with anxiety. Unless our days are ungirded by devotions, our lives will be undetermined by doubts. Do you hear that again? Unless our moments are filled with faith, our years will be fraught with fear. Unless our steps are taken with assurance, our journeys will be troubled with anxiety. Unless our days are undergirded by devotions, our lives will be undetermined by doubts. I don't want doubts nowhere in my picture, do you? I don't want to doubt nothing. I don't want to doubt. I want to believe God beyond a shadow of a doubt. I don't want to have no doubt. Do you just tell the devil, say, I ain't doubting today, devil? I am not doubting today. Don't care what it looks like. You know, and all the time, things don't look so good, do they? Huh? Things don't look so good all the time. You have a lots of demon activity going on right about now. Lots of it going on. And people can't tell whether it's demon or Jesus. Y'all keeps trying to put Jesus in that box. He ain't in that box. Praise God. He is not in that box. Well, let's read. Let's see where we're coming on today. I think I want to go here today. You know, I'm on... I think we're just going to start a little something here and let our own Pastor Bond have something here. How about that? Wouldn't that be okay for you? Well, let me read a little bit here. All right, I'm going to start in the 40, let's see, I'm going to get in here in Isaiah. You know Isaiah, beautiful chapter, isn't it? Wouldn't you'd love to read Isaiah? It inspires you so. You think he's like the prophets of today. Isaiah would be more like that. So we're starting with Isaiah 43:19. Well, let me see what 1 says. Okay, we'll start with the first verse of the 43rd chapter of Isaiah. Okay? But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Ah, you see, you ain't got nowhere to go because you belong to God. When thou passest through the waters, I'll be with thee. Through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy light. Fear not, there we go, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. You see who made you? You didn't make yourself. And you did not come out of scientist's lab, huh? God said, I formed you and I made you. And I made you and created you for my glory, for his glory. You hear me? For his glory. But we all trying to do what? Have our own glory in this, that we did it all. We made it all. We produced it all. Even when you get a job, you say, I got this job. This is my job, you know. I made this happen. You ain't make anything happen. You just walked along with what God did. And he's the one gave you the job. Uh-huh. You just don't know it yet, do you? All right. Praise God. Now, I like that. I like when he say, you belong to me. Thou art mine. Oh, My, you are mine. When I know that I belong to somebody, everybody want to belong to somebody, don't they? Everybody wants somebody to love them, don't they? Everybody, you hear what I'm saying, want somebody to love them. So think about this. Here is God Almighty that loves you, and he called you his. And first long, so he called you by name, didn't he? You didn't think God know your name. Well, he made you. He ought to know what your name is. All right? Come on, don't be crazy here. But I like it that he going to be with me all the time and you. When he said, when I passes through the waters, I'll be with thee. You see what I'm saying? It won't even overflow thee. You ain't going to drown. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. You think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, huh? That word was real for them, wasn't it? Because they were thrown in the midst of that fiery furnace, and let me tell you, they didn't burn, their hair didn't singe, and they didn't even smell like smoke. Huh. Now, you tell me, when you are called by his name and he has already put his approval on you, that you belong to him, ain't no beans about it. You belong to God. There it is. So when things overtake you, when things come in your life, there ain't no sense in worrying about it because he got your back. He got your back in whatever happened in your life. He has your back, and he'll take care of the enemies, too. He took care of the enemies for Israel, didn't he? He took care of every one of them. Now, they had to go through 400 years of of trials, tribulations, and everything else you want to call it. They went through 400 years, but they went through because they was forgetting God. And when the time you forget God, you got to go through something. You're going to be in a dark place, and we don't know how long he put you through that. Huh? But I'm telling you, but it was so glorious when they came out of that dark place. And he told them they wasn't going to want for nothing. So they're going, okay, how are we supposed to get it? You know, can you imagine everybody saying, now, God say what? Say, we're not going to want for nothing? What did he tell them? How he told them to do? Huh? Gold women, go over there and borrow the gold and the silver from them Egyptian women. Go borrow their stuff and don't borrow a few. Borrow their clothes too. Now, y'all always talk about, I don't want to wear no borrowed clothes. Now, you know you say that. I don't want to wear no borrowed clothes. Well, you wear them from the Goodwill and the thrift shop, so you still wearing borrowed clothes. Okay? So don't even say that no more. But notice this. When they left with plenty, didn't they? They had gold, silver. They didn't even have that before. But when they got ready to leave Egypt, you know why? You know why God was telling them to bark, or them Egyptians wasn't going to need it. When God finished putting a hand on them enemies that had been an enemy to them all them years, they wasn't going to need not one piece of garment. They wasn't going to need no gold or no silver. You hear what I'm saying? Uh-huh, you hear me? God know how to take care. That's why I say you don't need to be getting into trouble, going out here talking about getting all, fixing people up and all this good stuff. Huh? What you going to do that for? You only going to fix yourself up. See? Because God is able to handle it, well able to handle your enemy. You don't even know everything that your enemy is afraid of. Now, yeah, they're afraid of something. If they wouldn't do all they were doing to you or anybody else if they weren't afraid of something. You hear? The only thing is they wasn't afraid of God. They don't want you to get ahead, don't want you to have more than them, don't want you to have better house, better car, better clothes, better whatever. I don't even think they want you to have better children. And you ain't got nothing to do with that part. See, how your children are is the way God send them. After you raise them, of course, according to the word, see. But we think about the wrong thing. So we have built up hate in the process. But see, I'm trying to tell you today that you can have victory in the desert. You hear what I'm saying? Now let me go on a little further. Let me read this here. Isaiah 43:19. Let's go jump down there. You know I ain't going to be on here long, you know. Behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Now. Say now it's going to spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Now, you ever seen a river in the desert? You might have seen a mirage. You heard about mirages, but you ain't never seen a river, have you? He going to make a way for you in the wilderness. In other words, God got your back no matter where you are, what situation you in, place or thing or whatever is going on. He has your back. He will be there to protect you and bring you through. And I will leave a word for every one of those that on the prayer list. Huh? God is able to do what? Heal you. To bring you out of whatever you're in. If you can't seem to get past somebody dying in your life, God, you lean on him and he'll bring you through. That will be your wilderness experience of the time. He'll bring you through. I guarantee you he'll bring you through. But you first got to allow him in your life for him to do these things and trust him to do it. Unless some people just want to have pity parties. They want somebody to pity them and you know, have compassion is okay. All of that's well and good, but when and where and what time are you going to lean on Jesus? That's all I'm asking. Ain't nothing hard about that. You have to lean on the Lord in order for the Lord to bring you through these stormy places, bring you through these hurricanes and all these tsunamis and everything. Only God can do that. You hear me? Only God can. Are you going to let him do that for you today? Huh? You know, I was thinking about it. You know, how we get into trouble at times, and sometimes we cause them ourselves, and sometimes it's just a test. Now, look what the 20th verse say. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the deserts to give drink to my people, my chosen. I will not leave you, huh? He will not leave you to die of thirst. He will not leave you at all, huh? You leave God. God don't leave you. He's providing for you. He is your provider. Huh? He is your counselor. He counsels you. He comforts you. He heals you. Huh? He, when you have a tear in your eye, he wipes it away. He does these things for you. But what do you do for God? You don't trust him. You don't believe him, do you? Well, now it's time to believe him. Now let's go over here to Isaiah 41. And I'm going in 41 and 17. When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, the tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. Did you hear what he said? I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I just told you that just a while ago. Did you hear what he's telling you? I'm reading it now from the scriptures where you'll believe it. You may not believe what I'm saying, but I'm reading it here. He said, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Did you hear what he's telling you today? Listen what he say. 18th verse, I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land springs of water. You hear what he's going to do for you? Huh? You thirsty? You going to go to the well, Samaritan woman? You going to go trying to find the right drink? What did God say? He going to open up rivers in high places. No matter where you are, there could be a river there for you to drink from. He said, drink from the river that will never run dry. Fountains in the midst of valleys. Did you hear me? He said he'll make the wilderness a pool of water. And the dry land springs of water. You'll never thirst again. Now you see why he told that Samaritan woman, you'll never thirst again when you drink my water. Drink it from the well of living water. Water that's not stagnant. It's not muddy. That's the water that God has for you. Listen what he said in 19, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittim tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the fir tree, and the pine, and the box tree together. See, he's making everything that you need. What you need these for? Whatever you need to make a house, you need to build a house, you need to build a fire, you need to make shoes, whatever they make them out of, I don't know. But whatever's here, oil, he's got an oil tree so you can cook and fry your food, whatever. Praise God, he got a tree here for everything that you need the tree for. What you need these things for? The leaves of the tree is for the healing of the nation. All right, we take them and you can be healed by those leaves. Lay them on your body. Hezekiah did. Took the fig leaves and laid them on, and it healed, didn't it? You need healing? Lay some fig leaves on of somebody's leaf. See what I'm saying? God can provide for you because he made you and everything else. He know what you need for your body, the healing of your body. Fact is, we don't follow instructions. We'll follow instructions of these doctors more than we will follow instructions of God. And God made the stuff that for you to be healed by, with. But can you really get there and get a hold of this, what God is? You in the desert right about now. You dry. You in the desert. You know why you so dry? You keep too much drama going. You don't want to listen or obey the word of the living God. You don't want to obey who it come from. So that caused you to be dry in the desert. Now you need some water to spring forth, don't you? You need God to bring some water in that dry place right about now. Now I don't know who I'm talking to. You know, I don't know your name. You know your name. I don't. Why you want me to call out your name? Then you want to call me a soothsayer. You ought to know your own name. You know what your mama named you. Praise God. Why we want to go that way? Why can't we just believe the word of the living God that he's going to take care of us? He's going to watch over you. He's going to provide for you. Now, if the prophet there was out there by the river, and he done run from Jezebel, and he out there by the river, and he ain't got no food, no water, God fed him and gave him water until it was time for him to go. Now, when it was time for him to go, he wasn't ready to go because he was comfortable. He had nobody to bother with him, no Jezebel, nobody else trying to kill him or nothing else. So he wanted to be comfortable and stay right there. So what God did, dried up the brook. Is he going to have to dry the brook up for you in order to move you into where he wants you to be? You have a destiny to get to. Your assignment is still there. But you want to hang around in dry land where the bird ain't going to bring you no food. The raven ain't nobody finna bring you no food or nothing. You ain't going to get a drink of water. Why? Because it's time for you to get out of your way, out of yourself, so that God can use you. And he can only use you in a fertile land, a land where there's plenty of water. Yes, plenty of water, see? You ain't in no dry land no more. You're not like them dry bones that need to be revived. God is trying to get you out right now into the place where he wants you to be. Your assignment is still open. So get up, start going. Let your feet carry you where you are supposed to go in Jesus, and not by your own self. You know you always want to do it, but my way is the way. And your way ain't no way, but it's God's way. I know you don't want to hear that. You know, I'm just trying to give you something to help you go on. You know, I need to teach a class going how to stay safe. You got to get in this word once you call yourself saved and say you've been born again. You got to get in the word. You're not gonna stay moist if you don't get in the word. If you don't get on your knees, or if you can't bend your knees, you got a problem with your knees, sit in the chair, stand up. I don't care, lay down. It don't matter about the position you're in as long as you pray. See? And they say you got to have that sincere prayer. In season, out of season, the book says. Pray and not faint. You don't pray, well, I just feel like praying today. Well, today I don't feel like praying. Mm-hmm. Honey, you better feel like praying every day because it's essential that you pray every day. You need to pray every hour, every minute, the way things are happening in the world now. Nothing is sure anymore. Your safety is not sure. Your children's safety is not sure. You need to keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. And in your prayer, make sure that your children are covered. Make sure your house is covered. Make sure your automobile is covered. Make sure everything is covered under the blood. Because he is your provider. Now, you know, I could read a whole lot because, you know, Isaiah, he puts it down just like it is. What God got for us, what God going to do for us. See, he will do it. He tells you. This is what he said in the ninth verse of the 42nd. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Now he telling you all about it right now. New things that he's bringing forth now. There is trouble in the land. It's in high places. And it's in low places. It's tweedled down to low places to trouble. I know you want to call them challenges. Rose by any other name, still smell the same. Trouble, challenge, anything you want to call. You want to get a new word? Okay, good. But it's there. All over. Can't you see the signs? Can't you see the signs? In the White House, in the Green House, in the Blue House, in the Yellow House, and in your house. Trouble. You hear? Prayer is what we need more of. More prayer, sincere prayer. Somebody that ain't going to stop praying at cause, you know, they don't feel good. When you feel bad, you need to pray more. Oh, dear. I mean, I know, I guess I'm an evangelist at heart, aren't I? I'm an evangelist at heart. Yes, I've been one for a long, was one for a long time, and I like that. But praise God. Anyhow, I'm going to leave you with Isaiah 48. Now, I could go on and on. There's a lot of but we ain't going all over the way now with all that. Isaiah 48 and 21 said, and they thirsted not when he led them through the desert. He caused the waters to flow out of the rock for them. He cleaved the rock also, and the waters gushed out. There is no peace, said the Lord, unto the wicked. Did you hear that? There is no peace unto the wicked. Why you want to be wicked? When you ain't got no peace. Ain't no sense in it. Now just think about that. All this, what he's saying, all this, what he's going to do, and how he did it too. He led the Israelites through the desert, and they ain't had no water, so he caused the water to flow out the rock and all. Man, you talking about a miracle-working God, and you don't want to trust him. I trust him. I trust him. Yes, I do. I'm thirsty for more. He said, you thirst him like the hart panting after the water brook. He's looking for him something to drink, so that's what I'm looking for, drinking more Jesus. Drinking in more Jesus. Amen. Amen. Ain't that all right? Well, here's we have our help today. We have a little help today here with Pastor Bones. Here you go.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, the word of God is so powerful this morning. I tell you about when you're going through the river, going through the thirst. I tell you, when Apostle Porter was reading the Isaiah, and when you look at Isaiah, the 41st chapter, and it says, I will plant, I will set in, I will this. Mm-hmm. When thou passest through, when thou go through this, mm-hmm. I will plant, I will protect you, I will do this, I will let them see that you are serving a mighty God. I will let them see that you are my chosen one. I will open their eyes in the dry places of the wilderness. I will produce in your dry places. I will let them know that I am God. Why? Because you know in a dry places there is no water. There is no moisture. There is in the hot place there is no wind. But God said, because I am God, I will let them see these things. Why? Because I know you. I'm providing for you. I will let them know that no weapon that is formed against you will prosper. Why? When the enemy comes in, you know the enemy that comes after the things of your soul, the enemy, the natural enemy and the enemy of your soul that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he said, I will let them see. I will manifest myself to them to let them see. Why? God promised to prepare the table before you in the presence of your enemy. He promised, see, they're all around. They're looking like the Psalm ballad. They're looking for you to fall. They're looking for you to give up. They're looking for you to cover your head. They're looking for you to just say, oh, well, oh, my God. But God said, I will do what? I'll plant. Why? You'll be just like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The water we're talking about is the living water. The water we're talking about, the water that you will never thirst again. That water is the Holy Spirit that comes to refresh you today, because you know we need a refreshing right now. I tell you, you go through so much. The sun be beaming down on you. Yo, you feel the wind. You feel the storm. You feel everything. But you need that living water to come in and refresh. And God said, I will what? I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valley. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land spring of water. I tell you, that water that's going to keep you moist, that water, see, there ain't no dry bones in there, right? Remember that dry bones, the valley of dry bones? And you got to speak that word in the dry places. And I tell you, when you speak that word, that living word of God, I tell you, moisture will come forth, the refreshing will come forth, your mindset will be changed, you're discouraged, you'll be encouraged. Because you ask him to keep you, hide you under the shadow of his wing, keep you in the cleft of the rock. You ask him to keep you, to be your rock, to be your fortress, to not cause you to be stumbled. He promised to be right there. I'll tell you, the Isaiah 43, you can take it any which way you want, but know that God said he's working it out. He's right there just for you. And I tell you, when Isaiah the 41st chapter, verse 17, when the poor and needy, oh, I tell you, God promised, he promised you, when you're in need right now, when the poor and needy, the ones that are in sick, they're in poor health, he promised to be there. He promised to refresh you. The water, the Holy Spirit, the healing virtue come through for you. And he tell you, when your tongue, I tell you, you ever been out there doing a walk-in and you have no water around? My. And you feel the heat. You know them summer months we had and there was no water around? Man, your tongue can't even open your mouth because your tongue tongue is so dry. Your throat is so dry. And there's time when you may be going through and you can't even get a praise through. You got to lift your hand. It's okay if your mouth cannot be open. Why? Because you need what? A moisture in there. You need that joy of the Holy Spirit to come through and to quench your thirst. And you may have to lift your hands up high and say, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know, God, you are still God. You are still God. God, I thank you for your mercy. You may have to say, mercy, Lord. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Lord. Lord, I need mercy today. Have mercy today. But he promised now. He promised it will not fail you. Your tongue, because you'll bring forth that praise from the inside where the living water come forth. And when it starts stirring up, you bring forth that praise. And out of your mouth, you bring forth that praise. And God say, you know what? He'll even work it out for you even then. Because some people, even when they're going through and their heart is broken and they are so bundled up with burden and they just don't know what to do, he promised he'll refresh you right there. You know how you cannot open your mouth? Think about a person in the hospital. They may be in intensive care. They cannot open their mouth, but there's nothing going on wrong with their mind. They can still hear. That spirit man is still alive. So you can still speak life. You can speak forth praise. You can speak forth that word of God that you shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. And St. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 27 says, but I said unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you. Verse 28 said, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despisefully use you. It is still what? All right. Because you just attest. You hear the woman of God. That's why I say it's an awesome, powerful word of God. He's told you to bless them. Don't be cursing them now. Don't wish them ill will now. Don't wish them trip and fall now. But you wish them. You bless them now. You bless them and say, Lord, they're in your hand. You bless them now. You may think they're your enemy. But God, I send for the salute divinity of God and I send love. Why? Because he's keeping you from getting hate in your heart. He's keeping you from having bitterness. He's keeping you from reacting. You know, that little spark that comes to put you back in reaction mode. Oh, to reactivate what will God deliver you from. But the devil is a liar today, and the truth of God is not in him. You know who you are and who you are in Christ Jesus. So allow the word of God to come forth in you and know that he anointed your oil, your head with oil, your cup running over. I know that God, let him continue to anoint your head. Let the oil of joy come forth in you and know that what God has for you, it is yours. And no devil in hell can stop it. Oh, you know what? It don't matter because the children of Israel went through so many things. I tell you, they went through so many thing. So many tests came their way. There were lice, there were locusts, there were bees, there was everything that you can think about, everything that was bad, that we call for judgment, that come forth to bring forth deadness in your life. But you know what? I thank God for the word of God that brings forth life now, that living word of God, that the word of God that can resurrect what is dead. He can bring back to life just like them dry bones. It the word of God came forth, and that bone was refresh. In your wilderness, in your dry places, God can refresh you. He can revive you. He can put it back together again. Nah, you know what? He's the only one that can bring it back together again. God is the only one that can mend relationship. He can mend the broken heart. He can touch your mind. He's the only one that can bring forth a person, a mad person or a crazy person into sanity. Come on now. God is powerful. So know today that with God you can do all things today and know that he is there just for you. You have to come to grips and know that with God, you can make it. Without God, you cannot do. Without God in your life, you really can't make it, y'all, because God is your source today. He is your shepherd, and you shall not want for anything today. And you know what the word of God said? I'll tell you. He said he created thee. He formed you. Fear not. I have redeemed thee, and I've called thee by your name. Oh, you better put your name up in there, because he redeemed you. He take you back from the enemy now, right? He purchased you back now when he died on the cross now. He redeemed you. He buyed you back. Even when you mess up, he's still redeeming you. Oh, think about them coupons in the store now. Oh, my mama, when you buy your favorite drink or your favorite dinner or whatever your favorite is, and you have that little coupon, and you say, okay, here's my coupon, and then you what? You took off something off it, and you're so happy. Why? Because you just redeemed the coupon for your purchase now. God purchased you back from the enemy, and don't let no one come and stop you and prevent you from knowing and holding on to what God has done for you. When you start go over your life, know where God has brought you from. Know that he was the one that made the way for you. When you did not have a place to live, God provided for you. When you didn't have a car to drive, God provided it for you. When you had a sickness in your body, God is the one that heal you. He will what? He will plant you in the wilderness. Oh, he will what? He was set in the, I was set in the desert in the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together. In other words, he'll put everything together just for you. You know, the cedar is a good wood now. There's some pine is a good wood now. Now, the fir tree is a good strong wood. So, see, God has the best just for you. He promised it, and he's not like man that he should lie. So, but you know what? Just be encouraged today and know that with God, you can do all things. Ask him to refresh you with that living water that you will never be thirst, just like the woman at the well, Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I tell y'all will be missing out. I tell you, if y'all don't get nothing, God is good. Good. God is good. I'll never stop saying God is good, and we serve a mighty and awesome God. That was a powerful word from Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon, I tell you. And with Isaiah 43, that second verse, where he said, when thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. And this is Isaiah talking to the children of Israel. And then when you fall back into Psalms, where David, he had a repentant heart. And when she read that, it just brought me back to the 23rd Psalm. And he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art is with me. And God is telling me, no matter what it is that you're going through, trust in him. Trust in him, because you know what? He got you. Trust in him. He is that cup of water that you need. He is that life that you need in your body. He is that defender for you if you only trust and believe. And when you go over to Isaiah 43, and it says, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness
and rivers in the desert. He don't tell you, he already making the way for you. He is already making the way for you. It doesn't matter what you're going through. He is giving you the strength for you to go through. That's the thing. I always hear Apostle say, he say, go through. He didn't say stand. Don't stand in the midst, but you're going through. And what you're going through, guess what? He is there with you. God is such an awesome God. And he was just telling them, you know, restoring them back. They went through. Don't think we don't go through because of our disobedience. But do we have sense enough to come back and repent and say, Lord, forgive me, have mercy? Do we do that? If you don't, now is the time. He is a forgiving God. He is a merciful God. And he knew us. He knew us before we was even born. So don't you think that he's going to take care of you? Never, never forget who is the creator. Man is not the creator. The Big Bang Theory is not the creator. Because in the day of judgment, they will see it's not the Big Bang Theory who it is created everything that we see today. So know that we serve an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. And know nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is too hard for him. Trust in God. Pray. Sometimes you can't even open up your mouth. And when you can't even open up your mouth, or you say in your mind, you're in your mind, hallelujah, you're praying, you don't have to open up your mouth. If you can, do so. Speak to that, speak it out into the atmosphere. I am healed by your stripes, Lord. You said, I am healed. Speak and believe. Speak and believe. The 21st verse said, this people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. He didn't say the Big Bang Theory. You didn't say nothing about the Big Bang Theory inside here. But God is an awesome God. Serve him with all your heart. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also tune in to blogtalkradio.com/ time to talk about it and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. And she's been putting it out there from since 2009. So you know there's a whole lot of segment there that you can listen to, a whole lot of word that you can get. I tell you, God is good. God is good. I tell you, it brings me through a whole lot of times. God is an awesome God. He is. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line that's hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That call-in number is 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's 218-548-6746, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. So that is tomorrow, people. At 11 p.m., so just go ahead, lock it in your phone, you know, your alarm and everything that you can call in and pray, okay? Every Monday at 3 p.m., we have Deacon Michael, what I'm just saying. That call-in number is 917-889-2211. That's 917-889-2211. That's every Monday at 3 p.m. Also, if you'd like to send your donations, you can send your donations to P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, you be blessed.
much on my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. And I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. And he said, you don't have to cry, cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.